This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping these things running, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Okay, everybody. I just got through with 3 days of spring cleaning, and boy, I am in pain. So everybody hang in there with me. But at least I got this place clean. I mean, I threw out 300 messages I'm never going to give again. And you know what? You wouldn't believe. It's a good feeling, but boy, oh boy. Okay, first of all there are many of you online. You need to know, yes, stay online later this week because we're going to do a couple blessings again. A real, real, real good. I couldn't do one tonight if I had to because I don't pretend. But I do want to say a special hello to the Tampa Trump Clubs, to Brooke, to Sondi in beautiful Wisconsin, Trucker Mark, to Sam the Paperman, who's not usually on too early, to Allen, Nebraska, to Catwoman, the Road Dog, and all the rest of you online. I know the names that keep coming. I just love you guys and gals so much. I don't even have to tell you how much I love you, because really and truly, I am so tired tonight, I'm not sure that I even know who I am. I can't believe what I transformed my apartment. And it's a good thing sometimes to get rid of a lot of stuff. You feel better. Okay. Let me say something really, really important. I have had these words in my hand almost, and I hear it every day. And I know I love all kind of music, but I have never heard Chris Tomlin, who, by the way, has won all kind of awards right now for he's kind of a, well, anyway, I guess you call him, he's a spiritual songwriter and singer, 35 at least songs. I have a dozen of them. I have never heard anything like, is he worthy? It's so perfect when you hear these words, because it has to do with today, with what we're going through. And I thought, oh, no, this is so perfect. So I got the words downloaded, but I'm leaving some of them out because he has an orchestra behind him, which he usually doesn't, which says we do, and it goes like that. But I want you to hear these words, people, and I hope if you want to download the song, believe me, it's much better to hear him sing it than he say it, because he's a beautiful singer, beautiful. All kind of awards. Okay. Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from coming through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah who conquered the grave, he is David's root, and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? Does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? And, of course, the orchestra always says he does. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and glory and honor? Is he worthy of this? And it ends. He is. And, you know, I left a little out of that song, but it just seems to be almost a sermon in a song. And if you could hear him sing it, I've got 35 songs I've actually gotten of here. I've never heard anything like this song because of, you might want to download it because I can't do it justice by the words, but the words are so beautiful. Is he worthy of all the honor and glory that, you know, yes he is. And we ask ourselves and know what he gave. And yeah, the world, our creation is groaning for sure. Listen to the captain. Listen to the people, the things that are happening. I don't know when I could have put this song. I don't think I could have put this song on. It meant so much 5 years ago. Now, oh yeah. Do you wish we could see it all made new? Yes, we do. I know everybody's saying we do because even in the song. But you know what? My belief is we're going to. You know me, people. I'm an optimist. That's all there is to it. We're going through some real heavy battles right now. And thank God, and I will say this, thank God for the host of a show that is not afraid to tell the truth. Thank God for someone that is giving us the truth, because I have not had time to listen to the news lately, not with the spring cleaning and all the things I've had to handle. No. So thank the Lord that we have Captain Matt Bruce to lead us in the way. And I'm sincere in that. I know he'll be mad at me for saying that, but just no. We are very, very fortunate and blessed, too, to have an audience, a team that we have that I can talk to, it's almost as if we're all one. In fact, we really are. So God bless you all. I have some more messages, and there will be many huge blessings this week, probably another night. I have to pray for those. God bless you all. You are so loved. I hope you all know this. You are so loved. Thank you so much, Captain, and God bless America.
All righty, that's Ms. Rosemary. Perfect timing, because here comes the music. And by the way, did you know that President Trump donated his salary again, this time for rebuilding military cemeteries? Why wasn't that in the news? Huh? Good question. I just told you about it. All right, go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Let me tell you about MyPillow. Brand new sponsor to the program. We've got a special deal now. You buy one, you get one free. It's a BOGO. Buy one, get one free. You can go to MyPillow.com and order off there. Use the product code GCN. Or you can call 800-870-0305. Again, use the product code GCN for the buy one, get one MyPillow deal. Now, I've got a MyPillow, and I swear by it because I've got a bad back, and I can't afford to have my neck wrenched in a strange position or whatnot, and it keeps my neck in a proper position and all that sort of stuff. And consequently, I don't have problems. I'm able to sleep more comfortably than what I was before I had the pillow. So, 800-870-0305. Use the product code GCN, MyPillow. Buy one, get one. All right, let's go up to Jasper, Florida, and we got our friend Nelson up there. Hello, Nelson.
Yeah, hi there. I wanted to talk actually a couple of days ago on the idea of do people do evil knowingly, or sometimes do they make a mistake and do evil? And I thought that I would remind people of an experiment up at Yale University in the 1950s. The idea was this. One of the professors used the campus, but not people from the campus, to experiment. And the experiment was this. Two groups of people, volunteers, were used. One group was to administer an electrical shock to another group of individuals who were who had given wrong answers, like in a verbal quiz. And the idea was that it was a game, although the people, the participants, didn't know it. The people receiving the shock pretended that they were getting this electrical shock. And the idea was that the administrator of this shock was under the belief, under the impression, that he was administering that shock. And the idea was that the more answers that these volunteers gave, the more wrong answers they gave, the dose increased of that electrical shock.
Huh.
And it was so you could know it was so many decibels. You went from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. And so the administrator knew that he was getting up there pretty high. And some of these people receiving the shock, supposedly, pretending, were pretty good actors. And, you know, really made it look like they really were getting a dose. And the administrator of this shock would basically continue to give this. And it's like, at what point do you as a citizen rebel and say, I will not administer that shock? And surprisingly enough, at least in my lifetime, I have so many people, whether it's bureaucrats or others, who are willing to go to the furthest end to administer punishment on taxpayers, on citizens, on whatever. And I think it's quite a commentary. It was written up in a book in the 1950s, and it's available today. But it is agonizing to me that a citizen could do this to another citizen.
Sounds like the mafia.
Yes, yes. I mean, administer pain and knowingly do this, and the only reason that you did it was because the man told you to do it.
Yeah, it sounds just like the mafia.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought I'd interject that because some of us are, but this explains the hearings on Trump, for instance, and the idea is that that group of out of control bureaucrats wanted to hijack the country.
Yeah,
and they didn't care.
Nope.
No matter what pain they administered, they didn't care.
Still don't. but they're on a short leash right now because the jig is up.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's so much. And by the way, if I was James Comey right now, I would be tippy-toeing around watching my back.
I think I'd leave town.
James Brennan, or John Brennan, too, and James Clapper and Susan Rice. I could name some more, and then, of course, the usual cast of characters, Strzok, Page, that bunch. I mean, there's things going on right now that are coming to the forefront that are just going to be too obvious. They can't let them go. They cannot let them go, and we're all about it in the next few weeks.
Absolutely, and again, the news media has been complicit in this. And
sure they have.
Whether they have done themselves real damage or not, I don't know.
Of course they have.
But I haven't been a fan of the news media for a
listen, Nelson,
years.
Any time that I can tell you honestly that I've got more listeners listening to this program in the middle of the night than they do watching MSNBC most of the time and CNN some of the time, then obviously they're not doing anything right at all.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder what sort of a tax write-off are they getting to allow them to continue to do this, because these people are not working for nothing. They're working for hundreds of thousands of dollars at their local level, at their interview level. They're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and CNN just laid off 300 people.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 300 people.
Yeah, it is sad what it has come down to. But I've been aware of this since actually the early 1960s, how bad the media was. But even when I thought they were bad in the early 1960s, mm-hmm. It ain't nothing.
Did you hear us talking yesterday, myself and Frank Silvato, about the terrorist training camps in the country?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that 17 years ago. And we were trying to let the FBI, the DHS, anybody know what was going on, because I went to a town called Islamburg in New York, And it is absolutely, positively a terrorist. It was a terrorist area then. Haven't been back since then. But we were told to leave with guys with guns. And they weren't wearing red, white, and blue, and they weren't saying "God bless America."
Yikes! Yeah. Well, it's amazing, and of course, I like history, and I used to teach it at the high school level. World War II and the run up to World War II, camps all over this country.
Yeah.
And the paraphernalia that they used and that sort of thing, and the slipperiness of all of that.
Yeah.
And it is unknown to this generation, and I don't know what is wrong with historians, but historians have really, really, really let us.
They're trying to rewrite history to their side of the story.
And they definitely do that?
Yeah, they're doing it right now.
Yes, I got a document that I wanted from the Revolutionary War period and the run-up to the Constitution. And as you know, in colonial times, when in Philadelphia they were making these documents, the document, the statement, the proclamation, the whatever would be there, and then they would have a list of the delegates and which colony or which state they were from. I wanted a copy of that, and so I went to the reference librarian and got a copy of it from the University of California. Would you believe that they had dummied up that document?
Sure, I would.
They dummied it up by eliminating the colonies, the states, and the people that were associated with that, as they were the ones that were ratifying this document. That changed the entire format of that document.
Correct.
You have to have it within its within its historical setting. If you take it out of that historical setting, you have butchered it.
All righty. Well, I got to run because the music is coming up in my ear here.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Nelson. Okay, that's Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida, listening to us on 107.5, and that's Scott James Station along with 92.1 in Valdosta. And good morning, Valdosta. I hope everybody's doing well up there. And certainly our good friends up there in Valdosta, that the fire department, the police department, the public safety department there at Valdosta State University, and all the guys and gals at Moody Air Force Base, too. We love having you chime in and opine. Again, you can do that. If you don't want to call the show, you can go right over to the Facebook page and send us a message right off the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and just send it to us as a message, and it comes right to us. So there you go. Okay, and I'll be right back with more. And good morning, Al. I'll look at your comment here during the break. Thanks for sending it. And good morning, everybody. And I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with the Veterans and Military News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Amid the China trade chaos, the Dow plummets a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324, the biggest single-day loss since January. The NASDAQ down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 down 69 points. President Trump says he will meet with the President of China next month in Osaka, Japan.
I'll meet with him directly.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt this fall. The latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 50s and 60s, has died. She was 97 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job and you're looking to jumpstart your career, or you're coming out of the military and maybe you want something else to do, not sure what it is you want to do, listen up to this one, folks. This is the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months? Will your paycheck be at the grade that your skills deserve? How about an $80,000 paycheck for a year's worth of work? How's that sound? That's the number the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of aircraft maintenance mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician, aviation maintenance tech, can be yours in just 14 months of training at National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, the other in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, where you will receive lifetime career placement assistance, which means you'll always be able to find a job. And the NAA team members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. Now, National Aviation has just a few openings left in their May 31st class at both the Clearwater and Concord locations. And for more information on their statistics and the upcoming classes, just go to the website NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Well, faced with Chinese tactics of creating private equity firms and investing in American technologies, the Pentagon is now preparing a new tool. One it hopes will lead domestic investors to increase spending in companies vital for the defense industrial base. So they're looking to create a chain, if you will, of patriotic investors. That's not a bad sounding idea right there, patriotic investors. Now, the Pentagon has also approved the movement of a Patriot missile system and the amphibious transport dock Arlington to the U.S. Central Command Area of Operations. Now, Patriot missiles, amphibious transport dock being deployed to deter the Iranian threats. We've already got an aircraft carrier group, the USS Abraham Lincoln, and the other going on there as well. Now, keep in mind that we talked yesterday, because it was out there to be talked about, we had that incident in the United Arab Emirates. And again, the United Arab Emirates was such that we had the situation where four tankers had explosives put on the outside of the hull. Four tankers. And two of them exploded, leaving gaping holes of 5 to 10 feet in each one. The other two devices they had did not go off. Now, it's widely believed that this is an act of sabotage. And it happened just hours after Iranian and Lebanese media outlets aired false reports of explosions at a nearby Emirati port. That was not true. Instead, we had this, and it happened outside the port as the ships were headed away to go to load oil. One of them was going to pick up oil to go to the United States. Now, Taliban raids, like the one on a small outpost in the Wardak province that killed 11 soldiers earlier this month, are a vexing problem for Brigadier General Abdul Raizi Safi. But soon the remote, often undermined checkpoints will be shuttered in favor of much larger bases, because the Afghani forces with the little checkpoints are sitting ducks for attacks that come along, or suicide bombers. So they're changing their way of operating there. Now, a more informed public is going to be armed with better ask questions. And an interview with the Military Times during a gala ribbon-cutting ceremony and reception at the new International Spy Museum brought all that information out the other night. By the way, the International Spy Museum, I wonder if that'd be an interesting place to go visit, wouldn't it? I'll have to find out where that is. And during the rescue operations to free four hostages in Burkina Faso, two French soldiers were killed. Many had given up hope as each day passed, but the two French terrorists kidnapped on May the 1st, along with an American and a South Korean, are now safe as they were rescued. Now, we've talked about the USS Abraham Lincoln. That Navy carrier strike group has entered the waters around the Middle East. They were actually sitting over in the area of the Red Sea yesterday, ahead of schedule. Now, there's quite a show of military strength in the region coming right now. There was a report put out by the Business Insider, which is what we call a stock report, talking about plans were made, didn't say when, for as many as 120,000 troops to deal with the Iranian crisis being brought into the Middle Eastern area. Now, that does not mean that's going to happen. It just means that we're putting out some propaganda to let Iran know that we're not monkeying around anymore. We can do plenty, if we want to, with what we've got there with the four B-52s, with the carrier task force. By the way, they always travel with a nuclear sub that you can't see, and the amphibious assault ship, which is also there, and some 6,000 Marines aboard the carrier and the amphibious assault ship. So, a lot of things could happen if need be. Hopefully, they won't be needed. I don't really want to see our young men have to go into Iran. I think we can do what needs to be done strategically for the most part. Also, the Iranian commander, a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander, said the U.S. military presence in the Gulf used to be a serious threat, but now it represents a target. Now, this is pretty tough talk coming from Iran, that they regard our forces as a target. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't need to tell you very loudly, that if that were the case, if they were to fire on our ships or even our planes and they were to hit somebody or one of our units, there would be hell to pay. And everybody knows it. It would be hell to pay. Now, today and this week, all week long, Armed Forces Week at Mission Barbecue. Yesterday was Army Day, free lunch for members of the Army. Today's Marine Corps Day. Come join us for lunch at the Mission Barbecue at West Waters Avenue. I'll be there 12 noon to 1:30. Tomorrow's Navy Day. Thursday's Air Force Day. Friday's Coast Guard Day. And then Saturday, which is Armed Forces Day, all active duty military and veterans, regardless of your service, get a free lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at your local Mission Barbecue. All veterans on Saturday, Armed Forces Week. Okay, comes the music. That means it's time for us to play some commercials and have your stations identify themselves and do all that sort of stuff. And we'll be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're going to check and see what's going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
About to pull a plug on your drink.
All righty, Randy, that's Convoy, C.W. McCall, and that was a movie years ago. Quite a movie there it was, and it is what it is. All right, the Highway and Byway Report brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Now, a soggy and chilly start to the week for the Northeast and into the northern Mid-Atlantic as a low over the Great Lakes gives way to a developing coastal low, and you can expect locally heavy rain, gusty winds, and accumulating snow for the favored northern New England areas, the mountainous areas of northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, northwestern Maine, where right now you have got snow coming down. Now, this will last along through Wednesday, and then a system arriving into Texas and a cold front dropping down into Florida. It won't be cold per se, but it'll be a cool front. May produce some severe storms there. Now, right now, from about Boston all the way up to Nova Scotia on I-95, you're going to have some windy conditions and some colder temperatures going up that way. So be advised, if you do go up into the mountains to the northern part of Maine and New Hampshire, you will definitely be in some snow. So be advised of that, too. Now, there's some fog in central Texas, just north of the Metroplex, a little bit of it on I-20, a little bit of it on I-30 right now. You got some fog down around Galveston, some scattered fog along New Orleans all the way across back over towards Mississippi, Gulfport. And you got some rain up in Wyoming tonight, nothing to really bother you. Scattered showers from Arkansas down to Louisiana into Mississippi, central Oklahoma, and Kansas. You got a couple showers just popped up there in the central part of the state. And some windy conditions out west in Nevada. Reno, you got some high winds there tonight on down towards the central part of Nevada and then the eastern mountains the Sierra Nevadas right over the past Reno, Lake Tahoe, and going over Donner. You'll have some winds going down the other side. And that's just about it. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, where four words come into play. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and your 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand-new vehicles. And right now, the big Memorial Day sale is going on, so you'll even get a further discount on those vehicles, as well as the certified pre-owned vehicles. So check them out online, see what they have to offer. Moss Family Automotive, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you another $500. All right, joining us right now, we've got Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. Hey there, Dan.
Hey, you know, I heard Convoy. I haven't heard that song for a long time.
Yeah, Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw.
Right, and last week when I went and picked my kids up from college down south, we're on 65, just south in Asheville, and I told them, I go, can you believe, because I had to tell my son to slow down, because he was hitting almost 85 at
yeah.
that point. I said, you know what? When I was your age, the speed limit was 55 miles an hour.
Right.
He looked at me like I was from another planet. did you have a motor, Dad? Did it look like Fred Flintstone's car? I go, no. It was just something you can't even put your mind around. It's the gas shortage and trying to save gas. And they dropped it down to 55 miles an hour. Well, you creeped to Florida from Indiana. So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. But, you know, you were talking about the Iranians and the Persian Gulf and how now we're a target. You know, that kind of happened to us in the 80s, and Reagan took the Iranian Navy out. And mm-hmm. I think it's about time we do. You know what? When our sailors got captured on those little skiffs they had out there in the Persian Gulf, we should have responded in kind on that one, and we didn't. Because those guys were still in international water, no matter what anybody says.
Yeah, they were. GPS and, proved it.
Yes, GPS proved it. And it's about time. You know, the Iranians, they do this. They'll push us, they'll push us, they'll push us. And then they get slapped good, and they leave us alone for a while. But we got a big Navy. We got the world's most powerful Navy. it's about time, and every now and then you got to show what it can do. And if there's any Navy that could be taken out real easy, it's the Iranian Navy. And then they'd be in the Persian Gulf without a Navy. A no-fly zone, they would have a no-float zone.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a tanker, it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody takes us serious over there anymore. And I always thought the best thing we could have done, if you really wanted to get the Iranian, was to take Kurg Island and hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just put 6,000 or 7,000 Marines there and see who would screw with us then.
Nobody. Well, we've got 6,000 Marines on board the vessels right now, and Dan, I got to let you go because I got Denise on the line.
Okay, well, you have a good evening or a good morning, and I will talk to you later.
All right, thanks very much, and let's go right to the phone line. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I did look at your article, and there were four devices on four tankers. Two of them exploded. Two of them didn't. Now, you explain what the devices were because you wrote about it.
Yeah, the devices are actually called limpets.
Yep.
Or limpets, I guess.
Been around for years.
Yeah, which are kind of like sticky bombs, if you will, that are they're magnet-based and they're mounted to the hull. Either one to cause some kind of leakage or mm-hmm. mostly to blow up the rudders.
Yeah.
Put them dead in the water.
Yeah, but they didn't do it that way this time. They stuck it on the side of the hull. They did blow a hole in each one of the 5 to 10 foot around. Take your pick on the size.
Right.
Yep. And they took out a little water, but they managed to get it under control.
Yeah. So, I inferred for sure in my piece, in my article, talking about the sabotage of the oil tankers, that it was Iran.
Yeah.
I took that leap, but all indications were that it was Iran. And then 5 or 6 hours later, the early assessment from everybody else is Iran.
Yep.
Now, we have sent an explosive ordnance team, to take a look at those cargo ships to make the confirmations. That's what...
Yeah, and it's my understanding that there are two of those devices that did not go off, and they have them on the other two ships. So they will be able to definitely figure out where it came from.
Correct.
Yeah. They won't be able to tell who put it there, but, still. And the obvious intention was to try to sink a ship, even though that wouldn't have done it.
They're not really going to, there wasn't to sink them. You're not going to sink them with those.
No.
That kind of, but it's to cause some problems, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And had they put it on the rudder, well, they would have disabled the ship anyway. It wouldn't have been able to steer or anything. It would have had to drop the anchor immediately where they were at because you're not going to have a big old tanker out there roaming around that you can't control.
Right.
Yeah. So, we'll have to continue this on the other side of the break. Okay, coming up, folks, right after the top of the hour news and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay a few bills, we'll talk a little bit more. Now, there was a report that came out, and right away I had people going, oh, my God, we're sending all these troops over there. No. That's called a plan. Doesn't mean we're going to do it. Okay, I'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.